This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to have our reporters in here talking about students across the U.S. marching and demanding free tuition. And, of course, they're going to be demanding it not just for themselves, but for anybody who walks across our borders. We already see how that is working. In this segment, I want to cover some news. We have a report here that Facebook has announced a surge in government demands for personal user data. Imagine that. Of course, that's what Facebook and Google really set up for in the first place, was to turn this information over. And this is going to do nothing but accelerate dramatically, folks. They have now passed CISA, the Cyber Intelligence Security. I forgot what it is. They took the P out, which was protection, because that was going to protect the corporations from any liability when they gave private information about you to the government without a search warrant. So it was the Cyber Security Information Sharing Act is what they call it now. Okay, they took the protection out. They're going to use this now to say, look, you don't have any liability. People can't sue you for turning the information over to us. Turn it over now. You have no reason to not do this. And if you don't do it, we're going to maybe make it harder for you to do business. They say requests for user data from governmental organizations as well as content restrictions increased globally in the first half of 2015, even before CISA passed. They say half of the requests came from the United States. They point out that U.S. law enforcement agencies have been the most demanding. U.S. bureaucracies demanded data from 26,579 accounts. They say there's also a significant amount of requests coming from the U.K., Germany, and France. Russia totaled one request. One request. Isn't that interesting? You know, we always need to step back and think about the stereotypes that we see in terms of the fact that, we are struggling. We've got to rebuild our military, as Marco Rubio said. And, as Rand Paul pointed out, we spend more than the next 10 countries combined on our military. Rebuild it? I mean, the only reason that it would not be that we'd be laying in ruins, which I don't think it is because we've been fighting seven wars that are not declared, that we don't need to be involved in under Obama. But I don't think it needs to be rebuilt. I don't think it's been deconstructed. Nevertheless, we have these stereotypes. You know, those 10 nations, of course, include China and Russia and then many other nations. All combined, their military budgets are not as much as our military budget. And then we also have these stereotypes of East Germany, where everybody's being spied on. No, that would be the United States now. Or the idea that people get locked up in these gulags or sent to Siberia. You know, we have more prisoners than any other country, far more than any other country because of the war on drugs. But going back to the fear and paranoia of our government spying on us, I say the amount of content restricted for violating local law increased by 112%. That's local law enforcement asking for that. That went up by 112%. So it's a big increase by the feds, 18% compared to the previous year. But that was before they passed CISA. You're going to see that explode. Then they pointed out that 15,000 content pieces from India and 4,500 in Turkey were requested to be taken down. So understand that the U.S., the U.K., Germany and France, they want to spy on you. And India and Turkey really want to just kind of censor the information. You know what? You need to get off of Facebook. Julian Assange has warned you about it. He says it has all your friends wearing a wire for the government. They will take what you say. They will twist it. They will put it out of context. They will use it to hang you if they decide they want to do that. And then this report from WND. Dropping Facebook actually makes people happier. A stunning new study from Denmark shows that social media distorts reality. It provides a false perception of what other people are accomplishing in their lives. And people actually cheer up when they drop their participation. They found with a metric, they said 7.56 average at the beginning of the study. If people said that they were happy, then they had happiness rose to an average of 8.12 after just 1 week of getting rid of Facebook. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to be joined by reporters. We're going to talk about the media. We're going to talk about the press for socialism. Yes, start with the college students demanding a free ride at school. We'll be right back.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in studio are Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and Joe Biggs. And we're going to play Joe's report that he filmed at the University of Texas talking to students who are demanding that they get free college education. Tell us a little bit about that, Joe.
Yeah, so we were going out to cover this million student march. By the time we got there, it already was over. We saw some people, you know, in little groups. And we're like, oh, you know, let's just go out and do a man on the street, talk to some people. I'm sure there's going to be some good stuff out here. So sure enough, you know, a lot of people out there, they want you to pay for their college. They don't want to work hard for it, just like my parents did. They had part-time jobs. They worked their way through college. They paid it off. You know, they did everything they could to support themselves and get that education. And now we have these entitled kids who just think that everything should be free. That's why Bernie Sanders is so popular. And just like Kit Daniels said yesterday when we were speaking, he's like, if everyone has a degree, then it's a saturated market.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't stand out at all. How are you going to stand out between those who don't have a degree and then you having one if everyone has one?
Right.
Then they're just going to have to implement some other kind of program to make you stand out, and you're going to have to pay for that and do that. So
That's what it boils down to. Understand too that a lot of these degrees aren't really going to increase your income earning potential
or your chances of even getting a job in the field that you're
liberal. Yeah, there aren't even enough jobs for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just going to have a bunch of overly educated people with nothing to do.
That's right. Let's run that report.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com, and today we are at the University of Texas in Austin yet again. Today there is a Million Man March that happened all over the country where students are asking for free college. They want their debt removed, and they also want all employees to get paid $15 an hour. Now, where I come from, if I apply for a loan, I have to pay that back. That's just kind of how that works. Here's the thing, though. This is what the stupid, liberal, politically correct students out there have to understand. If your college is free, guess what? That means someone else has to pay for it. So I'm going to ask people about that, ask them if they agree with free college. And then if they do, ask them to take over my car payment, my mortgage payment, and things like that, and see how they react. So let's go out here and talk to people and find out what's really going on with this Million Man March. Do you think it's good to have free college?
Yeah, I definitely think free college would be great. In other countries, they have free college, and it works out really well for them.
That'd be awesome. If it's possible, I don't know. But
why wouldn't it be possible?
I mean, tuition is super expensive as it is.
And that means somebody's got to pay for it, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, if you think about it this way, free college tuition would mean less college debt, and there would be a lot more people utilizing their degrees better, so...
All right, so it'd be less student debt for the individual, but then at the same time, that's still going to come out of taxes and all that.
Yeah.
So that means I'm paying for your college, he's paying for your college and all that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, I mean,
think that's all right?
I think that's all right. You're paying for a lot of stuff right now. You're paying for, if I were to have a child and send him to public school, you'd be paying for his school. You know,
so you want to just add, but I'm saying you want to keep adding more and more onto that. I mean, this whole idea that everything can be free. The point I'm trying to get across is, nothing's
we're
free.
We're moving towards socialism. Is that what you're getting to?
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and I agree with that.
You agree with socialism?
Let's go Scandinavian. That's what I'm saying.
So you feel the burn? Bernie?
Yeah, I feel the Bernie. I feel the Bernie for sure.
So you agree with free school? So who do you think is going to be paying for it then?
Taxes, which the 1%.
Well, I pay taxes.
Yes. Yeah, everyone thinks taxes pay for it.
I think since you have, like, you know, public education until up to high school, and it's really, like, critical to, you know, get a college degree, I think it should be, you know, provided by the government, you know, and we pay taxes for that also, so.
Well, our education is really suffering compared to, like, other countries such as Denmark, who give their students free, and they also pay their students to come to college. Their students are given about $900 a month to go to college. So, you know, it's some stuff's working. We're not really number one in education.
I'm not necessarily sure how I feel about free college. I am very much behind free community college. I feel like free college is a great idea, but it's also probably a bad idea, just depending on where that money's coming from.
And why do you think it's a bad idea?
Well, where would that money be coming from?
I mean, I guess free college sounds nice and like an idea, but it's kind of unrealistic, so.
Thank you. And now why is that?
I mean, free college, I guess someone's got to pay for that free college.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to get through most of these people's heads. So who do you think who's going to be paying for that?
As far as taxpayers, so like me eventually at some point whenever I leave my parents. So I probably was thinking, I mean, it'd be nice to get free college at some point, but like it's pretty unrealistic and would just cost me more in the long run.
All right, as you can see, a lot of people want free college and they really don't care about it. They, even though the fact that that burden's going to get passed on to someone else, they don't care whatsoever. It's all about the free stuff. Everybody seems like they're feeling the burn. Bernie Sanders has taken the term land of the free to a whole nother level. Now we just have to take the brave away and add PCP for politically correct pansies. This has been Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
I want my money back.
Yes.
That I pay to educate these people from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Yeah.
And I want my money back for any subsidies that I had to put into their college education because I've never seen a more clueless group of people. The best argument for getting out of school and getting into the real world are these people that you just talked to there.
Yeah. They're so programmed.
And the interesting thing about that, because, Joe, you were talking about this, before that report, they were actually having a fight for 15 March. That's something to raise the minimum wage. So here's a guy, maybe he wasn't at the march, but they had just rallied to have a higher rate wage while he's saying, well, let's just increase taxes. So if they increase taxes, your $15 isn't going to be worth anything.
And that's the point you're always bringing up.
Yeah. I mean, you know, why not? What's the magic number about 15? I mean, make it $150 an hour. Let's all be as wealthy as lawyers. Okay. Yeah. Or make it $1,500 an hour. We can all be as wealthy as Nancy Pelosi. I mean, you know, the bottom line is this is just nothing but quantitative easing for the masses.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the same thing they do. The Fed prints all this money to create a false sense of prosperity. And of course, that money gets funneled into the Wall Street coffers. But nevertheless, it doesn't help anybody, okay? It actually makes us worse off. And it's not going to help anybody to give this minimum wage out there because it's going to cause everything to go up. It's just going to release a new wave of inflation. It's going to cause some people to get fired.
A lot of this is because of TV. You got like the Kardashian show. They're all rich. They got stuff. Everyone sees that. They want it. Every commercial is like a brand new commercial for a new diamond ring, a new Mercedes, something like that. And everyone's like, well, I make $7 an hour. If I make $15 an hour, I can buy these things that I really need that'll make me happy. And they're never going to get that, and it's just programmed.
Well, you know, it's also people not living within their means. Because you go to these campuses, you see guys walking around with Jordans and Beats, which are basically Jordans for your head. Mm-hmm. You're not living within your realm of responsibility.
Well,
anyway.
Nobody likes to work for anything anymore, though. It's an entitlement society where everything just comes to you so quickly and easily, and so nobody wants to do the work that takes to get that.
Well, it is harder. If they wanted to get a job, it would be harder for them to get a job because we've got so many people coming in, adults, who want a career at McDonald's because that is a step up in standard of living from the country that they came from. And they need to ask themselves, why is college so expensive? As I pointed out earlier in the program, I was able to go to college. My wife went to college. I went to a state school, so the tuition was less than what I spent on books, okay? And you could support yourself with a part-time job. My wife went to a private school. The tuition was a lot more expensive. She wound up with a small loan, but it was manageable. Okay, we didn't become slaves for our entire life like these kids are. So they have to ask themselves, why is this so expensive? And it's because it's been subsidized by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that subsidy, just like you see with insurance rates. Okay, you compare what happens when somebody goes to the hospital and they have insurance versus, and this is the LA Times did this, it's not a conservative paper doing this. They said, look at what happens. Somebody goes to get health care. They don't have any insurance. They're a cash patient. They paid less overall than the people with insurance paid, even with their, you know, paid for their deductible. So their deductible was more than the cash patient paid total.
Right.
Okay. And that's what you're getting at these socialists, you know, these people being educated socialists, and they love Bernie Sanders, as you pointed out.
They're not even really educated because we have this clip, the guys are queuing up from Fox News. There's a young lady named Keeley. I guess she was in charge of the Million March.
Yeah.
And basically the commentator asked her, well, who's going to pay for this stuff? Well, the 1% is going to pay for it. He said, well, if you tax the 1%, they're going to move out of the country. Then who's going to pay for it? Well, somebody's always going to have money.
There's always going to be a 1%.
So let's go
Margaret
ahead.
Thatcher said eventually you run out of other people's money. Yeah. That's a problem with socialism. Yeah.
So let's go ahead and take a look at this clip.
Okay. We're going to have that in a moment. Well, you know, when we talk about that, I think, and Bernie Sanders is a part of what is feeding this because he's really pushing socialism hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Bernie Sanders is that he comes across as authentic, as genuine to people, and so that sells. And I think you could see that in Ron Paul when he ran last time. People knew that he would be consistent in what he believed. Okay, so he had a large following, college students, and they're not really looking at libertarianism versus socialism. When you go back and you look, I call him Bernie Sanders. Because of his praise for the Sandinistas and for Daniel Ortega down in Nicaragua. Look at what happened with that. I mean, that was a classic case of crony capitalism. He was thrown out by a coalition of conservatives and communists. Okay, he had confiscated people's property, confiscated the property of corporations, and then before he left office, he privatized it again into his own personal account. And look at the basket case that Hugo Chavez's Venezuela and Nicaragua in. You know, Venezuela, they pay the bankers 700% return on their investment. Bloomberg was bragging about that, saying, you know, people are having to go to other countries to get food and water and medicine, but they know that they got to pay the bankers first, and we're getting 700% return on investment, so it's still a great deal. That's what Bernie Sanders says he's against, is this kind of crony capitalism, this Wall Street raping of the people, and yet that's precisely where it happens the worst, is in the countries that he holds up as examples. They have the worst crony capitalism, the worst kleptocracies going on in these countries.
Right, and everyone's always trying to say, oh, Scandinavia, Denmark, and all of these other places, but that's not reality. And, you know, I don't think a lot of bad news comes out of those places because they're, you know...
Well, they're getting poor very rapidly now with the open borders. That's exactly. Why you take those countries down, because they started out at a much higher level than these Central American countries, and it's going to take a longer time to take them down unless and because they are now bringing in the open borders. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to be talking about the media as well. We'll be right back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio are Jakari Jackson, Ann McAdoo, Joe Biggs.
Sir.
We've been talking about the massive marches across the country yesterday, pushing the idea that kids today ought to get a free college education. And of course, as you pointed out earlier, we're all out of college. We're going to be we had to pay for our college degrees if we got them one way or the other.
Somebody else's.
Yeah, you
it
pay
was
for it by going
to go
into the military.
Out and get a good job.
Exactly.
I need to pay off those loans.
So, you know, what's fair about that? But here's the bigger issue, of course. We know that illegal aliens can come into the country. They can get out of they can get in-state tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Even better than American students, okay? And the whole idea behind that is that you paid taxes all your life to partially support this this university, but we cannot afford to provide a free college education to everybody on the planet. And that's what's going to wind up happening with this. Anybody who can get their feet into the country will be able to get a free college education. But let's play that report that you were talking about, Jakari. They actually asked one of the organizers, is that correct?
Yeah, so one of the organizers of the Million Student March went on Fox News, and you know the guy asked her basic questions of who's going to pay for this, and she has some rather interesting non-answers.
Yeah, let's run that clip.
What do you want? What do you want?
Well, so the movement, the Million Student March, is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education as opposed to the really corporate model that we have right now. So the three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Great question. I mean, you know, so
whatever.
I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch on both. At
well,
my
you
university,
wanted all
North
that
Eastern
stuff.
University,
someone asked to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
The 1% of people in society that are hoarding the wealth and really sort of causing a catastrophe that students are facing. I mean, we have a relationship right now where 1% of the population owns more wealth than the 99% combined.
The 1% just had their taxes raised a few years ago back to almost 40%. Then to pay for the health care law, they had them raised another few percentage points. Then they had their deductions limited to raise another couple points where, depending on the state or locality, they're pushing over about 50% in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
How
this
much
is amazing.
You
know,
that
goes off
there.
You know, we all need to remember Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, that didn't go to college. You know, Bill Gates had a lot of help from his millionaire dad. But, you know, the bottom line is Steve Jobs, a lot of entrepreneurs didn't go to college.
And I love how they start this off. She's like, our demands.
Yeah.
We want free college tuition. We want loans forgiven and all this stuff. And I'm not a fan of corporate welfare because that's oftentimes the counterpoint. It's like, well, instead of giving corporations welfare, give it to us. I don't want anybody to get it. You know, I didn't get to go to UT. I didn't go to the big school with the big football team and, you know, celebrities drop by every week. I didn't get that. I went to a freaking community college, you know, went to small universities, you know, in backwoods Kansas and Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And now I don't have, you know, $80,000 in student loan debt. That's how you do it. If you choose to be 18 years old and go and buy, you know, a education, which is the same price as a BMW, then you're just going to be in debt.
Well, you know, if this young lady is an example, she's the leader of this movement, if she's a representative of the people who are getting college degrees, I would say in the near future, a college degree is going to be counter indicator of whether or not you should be hired.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you went to
school. I'm very proud of the fact I'm a high school dropout. Like, I'm very proud of the, you know, they couldn't hold me down.
And I went to a private Christian school, then I homeschooled. I mean, I learned more in homeschool, hanging around, you know, my mom coming in and teaching me stuff than I would ever in a public school.
Like basic stuff, just like Joe was mentioning earlier, if everybody has it, it doesn't mean anything. If everybody can fly and everybody's bulletproof, there is no Superman.
That's right.
So basically you have a college degree just to get a, just to work at a reception desk.
But you know, what'll happen is they will fold this in as a federal thing. And what they'll do is they'll just paper it. They'll just start printing paper. Nobody will pay any attention to the cost.
Well, we already printed paper. Like anyways.
Yeah. It'll accelerate the collapse of the country.
It is the sort of the pressure from above and below. And so now you're creating this class of people that is demanding this welfare, demanding this socialism. And it's going to look like the Hunger Games. Our society will look like the Hunger Games.
Well, what's going to happen, and there's already moves that are happening to change the United States, the American dollar from being the reserve currency, to get rid of the petrodollar. China very much wants to get rid of it. We're making enemies of Russia, the Cold War we're starting up again. So they want to get us out of that because that's the source of our power to create this massive military, to do all these things for which we never have any economic accountability. And when that plug is pulled, and people point out that we've been walking on air, we're going to sink like a cartoon character. You know, we're going to look down at some point and we'll go, oh, there's nothing underneath me.
Right.
This has been a fantasy of my imagination, and pew, that's it. And that's what's going to happen. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk about the media. We're going to play for you this back and forth about killing Reagan. It's going to be very entertaining. And we'll talk about the real issues that are brought up as well as the back and forth between Bill O'Reilly and George Will. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me are Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and Joe Biggs. We're going to talk about this back and forth between George Will and Bill O'Reilly over Bill O'Reilly's recent book, the one that's at the top of the nonfiction charts, Killing Reagan. I think it brings up, so it's very entertaining to watch it, actually, but it also brings up some very interesting points about how we do journalism. How do we determine what's true and what isn't? And, of course, there was also an article earlier this week about daily newspapers down 80%. Hard news is in danger of disappearing, they say. It's in the same kind of extinction it's facing as newspapers and magazines. So they're very concerned that people are not interested in watching, quote-unquote, hard news. So we're going to talk about what is hard news as opposed to what they term opinion journalism. It's a very important discussion to have. It shows up in things like the back and forth that we saw about Ben Carson. Were the vettings that they did of Ben Carson, was that over the top? or was that fair game? So we can talk about that sort of thing as well. Before we do, before we go to our panelists, before we play this clip with comments about what happened with killing Reagan, I want to let you know about a couple of specials. We've actually one special and a new product that we've got. Winter Sun Vitamin D3 is now 20% off. Winter Sun by InfoWars Life. It's 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the end of this weekend. It's a premium quality vitamin D3 nutraceutical supplement extracted from lichen. It's available. It's in a highly available form in terms of liquid. Again, you can find that for 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, a new product. Living Defense, 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms. It's time to start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body. Living Defense uses wild-crafted and organic herbs to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. Again, you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com, and you can get Winter Sun Vitamin D3 at 20% off. Good time to stock up before winter sets in and you start to feel the effects of not getting your vitamin D3 from being in the sun so much. Good time to stock up on that while it's in stock. Let's play this attack. Let me set this up a little bit for people who don't know. Of course, Bill O'Reilly wrote a book called Killing Reagan. The central premise of the book was that the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan about 70 days into his presidency left him mentally impaired with an early onset of Alzheimer's. Now, George Will took immense exception to that and wrote an editorial on the Washington Post saying that, look, conservatism essentially hangs on whether or not Reagan was a great guy or not. He wants to see hagiographies and nothing but hagiographies for Ronald Reagan. We got to make a saint out of him. And he believes that conservatism hangs on whether or not Ronald Reagan is a perfect guy. I mean, that's basically it, folks. And so he wrote nevertheless, he had some good points. He made some really strong points about sloppy research, about not checking and vetting sources in his book. And that was what really got under Bill O'Reilly's skin. He pointed out that Bill O'Reilly had not checked any sources. He had not they listed as a reference, and he didn't have a lot of references in his book for what he was talking about. But he listed as one of the references the Reagan Library, and you have to sign in to get materials out of the Reagan Library. And he was able to check that Bill O'Reilly nor his assistants went there to get any information. So Bill O'Reilly, that same day, it was such a glaring attack on him. He said that George Will said that Bill O'Reilly had done more damage to Ronald Reagan and to conservatism, because, you know, conservatism equals Ronald Reagan in their minds. He had done more damage than a conscientious historian could have done who was opposed to Ronald Reagan. I mean, it was just that kind of, you know, stick the knife in and twist it. You know, you did more damage than a real historian could have done. So Bill O'Reilly has him on the program, and I want you to see this and we'll comment on this. Let's roll that clip.
The memo was presented to Howard Baker. Howard Baker took one look at it and said to the man who wrote it, "This is not the Ronald Reagan I know," and that was the end.
That was not the end
influence
of it.
The
You're
memo
not telling the
had.
Truth. You are actively misleading the American people. You are
You're
lying.
Something of an expert on
you
actively
are.
Misleading.
Ooh,
stop
you
that
are.
Right there. Stop that right there. Because you are actively misleading the American people. And then George Will returns to says to Bill O'Reilly, "You were something of an expert on misleading the American."
Yeah, he's learning from the best right there.
These guys both work for Fox. Okay?
I thought the spin stopped there.
Yeah. Well, they begin the interview, and he comes after George Will for not going to, and we're going to talk about Hard News. You didn't go to the editor of Hard News like you were told to do. You were supposed to show this to him before you went public with this. Weren't you told this? And they go back and forth. And he was not defending his book. He was attacking him for not getting it approved from Fox because they both work for Fox. Let's continue on with that clip.
Leading the American people, you are
You're
lying.
You're something of an expert on
you
actively
are,
misleading
You
people.
Are lying. And here's more proof. Edmund Morris. You know who he is? You know who Edmund
yes.
Morris is?
Go ahead.
Okay, here it is. Edwin Morris, quote, "During one unhappy period, when the Iran-Contra scandal coincided with prostate problems for Mr. Reagan, the president was so withdrawn and confused that papers were surreptitiously drawn up by staffers concerned he might have to be declared disoriented." Okay? Now that is from the guy who wrote the bio. You want LA Times? You want New York Times quotes on it? I got them. I can read them to you.
You who began this interview by saying I had a moral obligation to call you before writing about your book, wrote a book without feeling any obligation to talk to Ed Meese, George Shultz, Jim Baker,
hold it any right of there. The other people. Hold it right there. So it says you began the interview by saying I should have talked to you first before I went out with this, but he goes, you wrote a book about Reagan without talking to anybody that was close
that
to him, right?
Knew, yeah.
So that's a great guy. Let's continue on with this.
Jim Baker, any of the other people who could
and
have
And why did I not
thesis?
Talk to them?
Because they would have refuted the flimsy thesis.
Because they have skin in the game. We don't talk to people when we're writing our books.
You mean they not? They have knowledge of the
they
game.
They have skin in the game, emotion in the game,
okay,
skin
right
in the
here.
Game.
Now, I thought it was interesting when I saw this because George Will missed that opportunity. He didn't come back and say, well, then why would I talk to you? Because you've got skin in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, why would I talk to you about your own book? You're not going to give me an honest. And so Bill O'Reilly goes on with the idea that we don't talk to people who are laudatory sources or whatever. And so that brings up the whole issue as to, you know, who do you talk to? What is hard news? But let's finish up with this because the kicker here, the way this ends, is really pretty amazing. I mean, Bill O'Reilly really loses it with George Will. Let's play this.
We don't talk to anybody who was derogatory to the Reagans or anybody who was laudatory. We do our own investigation. You want me to read more? I got more. This meeting absolutely took place on page 245. It was absolutely taken seriously by Mr. Baker and everybody else. And the conclusion of the meeting was the president was fine. He was capable. And Killing Reagan is a laudatory book toward Ronald Reagan. And you didn't even mention that.
It is not a laudatory book.
It is a laudatory book, or you can't read.
It is doing the work of the left, which knows that in order to discredit conservatism, it must destroy Reagan's reputation as a president. And your book does the work of the American left with its extreme recklessness. And when you finally got around, after the book's publication, to scheduling an interview with Ed Meese, you then canceled it, saying you were vetting the memo.
We canceled it because Ed Meese wanted to come on with conditions. Nobody comes on with conditions.
So I do not understand how you vet a memo you've never seen.
All right. Look, here's the deal. That memo was written. That meeting took place. All of what we write in Killing Reagan is true. You're a hack. You're in with the cabal of the Reagan loyalists who don't want the truth to be told. Killing Reagan is a laudatory book. It praises Ronald Reagan. Yet you didn't call me when you said you would. That's
why
a fact.
Why do loyalists not want this laudatory book?
Because they wanted a deification. They wanted a deification. They tried to get the book killed before it was even published. And you play right into their hands.
That, by the way, is a lie. That, by the way, is a lie.
That isn't a lie. And we can prove it. And you are a hack.
Do so, Mr.
Look, he's like, I want the last.
No,
you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't O'Reilly say he visited some witness of the JFK assassination when he was working in Dallas, and then they proved that he never went there? It's like some guy who lived in Florida.
I don't remember. But I thought it was interesting saying that, conservatism rises or falls on Ronald Reagan. And it's like, well, if that's the case, it's going to fall. Because, people are fallible. Okay, and Ronald Reagan had a lot of issues. I think the real core with all this is the people who around the time, we looked at Ronald Reagan and it was like, wow, what happened to him? And there's been people said, well, did he have an early onset of Alzheimer's? Did they get to him? Did they threaten him? Did he sell out? Was he a phony from the very beginning? Because everything that he said he was going to do, and that's the lesson for people. He said he was going to get rid of the Department of Education. He's going to balance the budget. And so he had a long list of promises, all of which he basically just threw under the table, when he got in there. Mm-hmm. And we saw things like Iran-Contra. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I mean, that's a big deal. Okay. And subsequently, we have seen people allege that he was that they were in negotiation with the Iranian government, telling them, do not release the hostages to Jimmy Carter. Hold them until after the election. Mm-hmm. If you do that, we will make a deal with you, okay, which is what they did. They sold supposedly our worst enemy, okay, the center of terrorism that everybody was told. They were selling them spare parts because, of course, they had a whole bunch of American fighter planes there that they'd given to the Shah. So they were selling them spare parts and then using that to conduct guerrilla warfare in violation of the law, in violation of the Constitution. Okay, so you got to hold their feet to the fire. It's like this documentary we saw, Killing Ed, where he's talking to Dan Patrick here in Texas,
who likes charter schools for whatever reason. I mean, I want to have a choice as a parent, but if you can't pull back and say, yeah, you know what, I've seen some abuses with charter schools like these Gulen schools, so maybe we need to fix them because they're not perfect. But what Dan Patrick does is he doubles down. He won't admit that there's a problem with these Gulen schools. And so, you know, he discredits the whole thing. That's what really discredits conservatism, is when you won't admit where it failed.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And I'm not defending O'Reilly here at all. But for, you know, somebody, as O'Reilly put it, to deify these people, that's the issue that led us to the part where we are in this country today. Because you can't criticize Obama, you can't criticize Reagan, you can't criticize Bush. Everybody has their superheroes,
yes,
in politics that you cannot dare say that the emperor has no clothes, and that's pretty much what has led us to this situation in American history.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we come to this report here, and this says media graveyard, as we've read the headlines many times, and they say that we're going to lose quote-unquote hard news. It's going to go the way of the newspaper and the magazine, and we're going to have a rise of a type of opinion journalism that was popular two or three centuries ago. Well, I would say that, you know, maybe that's not a bad thing, because two or three centuries ago, we had the people who were educated enough in this country to lay down the principles that we have foolishly abandoned, okay, that would make this country work. But I guess when I look at this, I think that what's dying is really this myth of objective journalism.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can see how biased the media actually is just with the debate coverage and the questions that are asked at each debate.
I mean... Well, what they talk about opinion journalism, I mean, opinion journalism is going to be absolutely worthless if you can't back it up with facts, right? Mm-hmm. But when we talk about, quote-unquote, objective journalism, okay, that is quote-unquote, hard news, right? What they're saying here is that they don't have a point of view that's coming through in their news. Of course they do. What the stories that you choose to pick,
yes,
show,
absolutely,
your point of view.
Exactly.
Look at the Drudge Report, for example. He's an editor, okay? He's America's editor. He decides what is interesting to him, okay? And that's the same process that happens in all the newspapers, at the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times, all these people who are supposedly totally objective and unbiased. Their biases show up in the articles that they choose to report.
Yeah, look or where the money, follow where the money's coming,
right,
from.
Or the sources that they get in touch with. And it's always administration officials say, you know.
Exactly.
Sources, Fox News is
sources
far.
Sources the White House say, like, oh, okay.
Fox News is far from fair and balanced.
Oh, yeah.
And anyway.
Absolutely.
And CNN should just come out and say, you know what, we're here for the Democrats completely and totally.
Right.
You know, MSNBC, hey, we're liberal as hell. That's what we're doing. You know, but that's the thing, though. Every time I go out and talk to people, like, hey, what do you guys watch for news? What do you look to? Like, we don't really trust going to any kind of news source because they always lie and say that they're either fair and balanced or they're there to give a, you know,
honest opinion.
An honest opinion on every subject, when in fact they know that's not going to happen when you actually sit there.
Yeah.
And then I always kind of knew that, but I really didn't get to see it until we were going to Ferguson all the time.
Yeah.
And you see how these guys on the ground are reporting what I just saw. I know I just saw what I saw.
Yes.
But they distorted it within 2 seconds, saying that no smoke was fired, no tear
police
gas.
Say no. That the police wasn't shot. Even they were out there with us, hacking and gagging.
I mean, like, and people wonder why there's a media graveyard, why they don't trust hard news or anything like that.
Well, I saw it at the Bunny Ranch. I saw what Glenn Beck did, okay, in terms of the way that he twisted what had happened out there, the way he spun that. So, yeah, we've seen that. And what they're saying in this is that the Internet makes it possible for everybody to express their opinion widely. Mm-hmm. Well, it also gives us a chance to get firsthand reports.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's why that is valuable. You know, in many cases, just like we had with this shooting that's going on that happened in Idaho, where the rancher went out to put down the bull, and we got one official story, but now other stories are coming out there, and now we see the government is pushing back. They're clamping down. They won't even release the names of the deputies. They say, well, we don't know whether or not there's any footage captured by their body cameras or by the cars or anything. When they pull back and they try to shut stuff down like that, that's why people are using the Internet to find that information.
It's yeah, you can find all kinds of things on LiveLink,
right,
and YouTube, and every other thing.
It doesn't have to be edited.
Yeah.
It's, you know, happening at the moment on Twitter. But you can also see just the way that they're covering all these protests that are going on across the country with Black Lives Matter and everything. I was watching, I think, CNN the other day, and they were allowing the students to tell their demands right there on primetime news, gave them like 5 minutes to just speak, to just talk, you know, talk about fair and balance. And then that ties into this article coming out of Politico. Major donors consider funding Black Lives Matter. And so these are major Democratic donors, billionaires, millionaires, who are talking about funding this Black Lives Matter movement. So what do they get out
meeting
of that?
Meeting in secret.
Right, meeting in secret. And so leaders. What does that mean when you're funding this movement now? Now do they need to go and protest at the areas, you know, that you instruct them to? But these millionaires and billionaires are meeting in secret, and their whole purpose is for a permanent realignment of American politics.
Yeah.
And this whole movement started on Twitter and things like that in the moment, mm-hmm. people being there, and then it quickly got
co-opted.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Got co-opted, and now there is an agenda, a clear agenda.
So on the internet, people are able to freely express opinions, and one of the things that they say in this article is say, well, that's led to people being confused. You know, because they don't have neutral intermediaries like reporters, fact checkers, editors, readers. Now they don't really know if what they're getting is true. And it's like, yeah, you have to think.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to think. That's one of the reasons why we had a vibrant political discussion 200 years ago, because people had to think. They were given, people would be upfront about it. I would prefer somebody to tell me that they're fair and balanced, and I know that they're either lying to me or they're incredibly naive if they think that. Okay, they don't understand or recognize their own biases. I would rather them say, look, I'm a conservative journal, I'm a liberal journal, I'm a libertarian or a socialist journal or whatever. Be upfront about it and say, here are the facts that I found, and here's how I analyze it. They say, we're in a golden age of opinion journalism. There's greater analysis, a sort of more interesting analytical gray zone. I don't see that as a gray zone. I see that as a plus, you know, where you're going to analyze these facts from multiple perspectives and try to figure out what's really true.
And just like you said, I prefer that they just come out and say, this is my position, and this is how I got to this way of thinking,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to trying to convince you that they're neutral, just like
exactly.
The stories they select tell you.
Understand the slant.
That's exactly what we're missing in the presidential debates. There is no debate. We'll be right back with our news crew. Stay with us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me are the news crew, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and Joe Big. We've been talking about, is hard news disappearing? And if you define hard news as this faux objectivity, I think it's a good thing. I think people need to understand that everyone has biases. And we're upfront about the fact that we're biased for liberty. We're biased for freedom. We look at things, we analyze it from that standpoint, and we show the facts that we've got, and we try to put those together into an analysis. And that's what we do here. They call that opinion journalism, and they're wringing their hands saying that's getting more and more popular, and so-called hard news is disappearing. Well, I don't think that's a problem, quite frankly. I want to go back and talk to them about how they view this this vetting. I would say the vetting of Ben Carson. Has it been fair or has it been unfair? Before I do, real quickly, I want to let you know about a new special we have, as well as a new product. We got Winter Sun Vitamin D3 now 20% off just through the end of this weekend. We also have a new product that we introduced this week, Living Defense. 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms. Living Defense uses wild-crafted and organic herbs to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms out of the body. We're expected to sell out this week. This is our limited first edition run. You can find it at InfoWarsLife.com right now, what's available. Again, Living Defense and Vitamin D3, Winter Sun, those are both available. And Winter Sun is 20% off. And, of course, we have other products that are now in stock, like Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. You need to have that stocked up as we're coming into the winter here. Let's go to Ben Carson. And, of course, he believes that he was very unfairly treated as people were vetting him for claims that were made in his book. I looked at this, and to me, I believe that they were looking at him very closely, and we can talk about whether or not you agree with what people said about that. But nevertheless, the liberal press, and you understand that there is no objective press, right? So the liberal press is looking at him very carefully. The conservative press looked at Obama very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I thought was a problem was not that they were being vetted carefully by people who don't share their opinions and don't support them, but I see it as a bigger problem that the people who do support them are supporting them personally, and they don't want to hear anything bad about it, which takes us back to where we started with George Will about Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And just like you said, whether it's Republicans, Democrats, whether it's Hillary or Trump, you know, they're looking very hard into anybody who's running.
Yeah.
So to say that they're singling out one guy, I think, is not really accurate.
But I think it's also very concerning, because this is what I was concerned about with Donald Trump at the beginning, when he had absolutely no position papers. And now he's put out 4 or 5 position papers. I agree with some of a good deal of what he's put out with these position papers. I appreciate the fact that they're very detailed. But, you know, when he was first running, he was out there just, you know, as a personality.
Vote for me. He's a celebrity, yeah.
Exactly. I'm a celebrity. I'm successful. Vote for me. And that kind of identity politics, you know, we see that from Carly Fiorina. I'm a woman. Vote for me, okay? I really hate that. I really hate the fact that people are so invested in a person that they won't look at their background or look at their issues. You know, and of course, with Ben Carson, he's running on his personal integrity, saying that he is an outsider and I'm a person of integrity. So it's a valid thing to go in and vet the stories that he's put in print. They had these things written in his autobiography, I think. And it scares me when I see the public saying, we don't want to hear that. That's not fair. You shouldn't talk about that. You shouldn't look at that.
I've been critical of almost every candidate out there in some kind of way.
Yeah.
And it's funny, like, I'll get on Facebook and I'll be like, you know, I don't like this about Trump. And then people are like, oh, my God, why did you say that about him?
Like, you like Hillary then.
Are you a Clinton supporter then? You're a Democrat. I knew it. You know, and I'm like, well, he's not perfect. He's got some things wrong with him. I'm just bringing that out so you guys can be a little bit more informed.
Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about that with our news crew, exactly what came back, and we're going to see what they thought about the Ben Carson vetting, whether that was fair or not, and what they thought about came out of it. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.